Okay, Melissa, when you came in, I heard mighty in spirit, that you're one that's mighty in spirit. You're one to soak in the presence of the Lord. And I get the kind of the picture of Moses and Joshua who would go out to a tent of meeting. They would meet with the Lord, that you're one who meets with the Lord, but Joshua would be one who lingered. Moses would have to go up with responsibilities, but Joshua would linger in that place of meeting with God, and that the Lord has this secret place for you. And of course, in that you have to deal with the distractions and the busyness and all the things of responsibilities that we have in this life, but the Lord just, He so values that over you and in you, and so He's given you grace to continue to make that the priority in your life, and that you are a woman who wants that and desires that and is mighty in spirit by going to that place and meeting with Him.
And then on the other side, Melissa, I see that you have an unusual gift, because it's a mother that's gentle. There's a gift of faith to encourage people, to strengthen people. It's a Holy Ghost cheerleader, if you will. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it. Go, go, go. Go, Renee, go, Holly. You can do it, you can do it. You know, and just all that coming from you having a tremendous intimacy with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You've seen how He's encouraged you, therefore you turn around and you encourage others in a way that a mother would do, if you will. In a gentle, encouraging way, rather than a taskmaster or a legalistic way. So the Lord says, cheer on, my beloved. Go to those that are downcast. Cheer on your brothers and sisters that are around you. Encourage them to trust me, to walk in faith. Cheer on, cheer on. I've heard your cry for your own needs. You wept for your own needs. I've heard those cries, and I will meet those needs. But cheer on, my bride, for she needs encouragement. She needs to be strengthened. She needs someone to give her hope. And I've called you to do that. In Jesus' name, amen. So we have